Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
MS Dhoni gave his adoring hometown public in Ranchi what they and India wanted by hitting the winning runs in the third one-day international against England. The contest was long over by the time he was given a rapturous ovation, and he put the seal on a comprehensive 7-wicket victory by hitting Stephen Finn through backward square leg as India overtook England's inadequate score of 155 in the 29th over. Ravindra Jadeja had maintained his grip over the England batsman by taking 3 for 19, while R. Ashwin and Ishant Sharma took 2 wickets apiece as the tourists batted for just 42.2 overs. Virat Kohli then became the second youngest player to reach 4,000 ODI runs, and he was there at the end unbeaten on 77, his welcome return to form putting pay to England's chances and handing India a 2-1 series lead with 2 games to play. After the match, India confirmed that the squad for the final 2 matches will remain unchanged from the 15 that were on duty for the first 3. Besides the 11 named here today, the squad includes Ashok Dhinda, who played in the first match, Rohit Sharma, Chetheshwar Pujara and Amit Mishra. A calm unbeaten 47 from James Franklin helped New Zealand win a thrilling and low-scoring opening one-day international against South Africa. Mitchell McLenahan and Clayne Williamson had each taken 4 wickets to help bowl South Africa out for 208. McLenahan's figures of 4 for 20 were the best by a New Zealander on ODI debut. South Africa then bowled even better than New Zealand and had the Black Caps reduced to 105 for 7 by the end of the 26th over. It was then over to Franklin and his low-order comrades. Nathan McCullum coming in at number 9 and Carl Mills at number 10, and his stands were 35 and 47 with Franklin. Mills was finally felled by Ryan McLaren from the first ball of the 44th over, to leave Franklin with just the company of last man Mitchell McLenahan and 22 still needed. McLenahan nervously played out the remainder of McLaren's over, whereupon Franklin rose the challenge he had been set. The first ball of the 45th over from Dale Steyn was drilled down the ground for 4, while the next beat the outstretched hands of Quinton de Kock and raised the third man boundary. 3 more runs came off the next 3 deliveries, leaving McLenahan another ball to just about survive. The 46th over began with New Zealand needing 10, and Franklin in no mood to watch McLenahan flail around any more. The uppercut had boundary from Ryan McLaren for 4, scrambled 2 leg byes off the second ball, before blazing 1 through point and clenching his fist in triumph. New Zealand had at last beaten South Africa.